just ask you to keep playing if you don't mind. Things I get to see at times, it just tickles me, and I just want to share a few of those things with you. I trust it'll tickle you too, okay? So go ahead and just be seated as we just continue to worship. We certainly don't want to stop this. This is awesome. I'm so delighted to be here with you. As I was worshiping, I just remember as a child, as in the city I came from, it would flood when it'd rain real hard. And I remember getting my hip boots on, and we'd go wading in the water, and many, many times it was above the boots. And we'd get pretty wet, and next thing you know, we were basically, swimming in it. Some people would call it a flood. I believe God has a flood for this house. I believe as it rains, and it's raining right here, right now, in this house. It's raining right now, right here on you. That God wants to bring you into a new place, into a refreshing of His presence. I believe He wants to fill miles even with good things and renew youth like an eagle. I believe He wants to give you insight into the things that lie ahead for each and every one of you. I believe that He's going to open up eyes, maybe into an enlightenment that's never been opened up before. There's things we must receive and embrace in this day and this hour for the seasons that lie ahead of us as the church. Understand, God's well pleased with this house. He's well pleased with the revelation that's been poured out through your pastor and through others that have ministered here to this body. God stands. He stands, and I believe there's a big smile on His face because He's pleased with you. For you've been faithful. You've been faithful in little things, day by day by day by day. You've been faithful with those that have came here to be cared for, to be loved, to be encouraged, to be built up, to be taught, to be fed. Many of them have been fed beyond the measure that they could take, so many of them couldn't stay. But those that remained, those are the ones that God's going to rise up in this day and this hour. Understand that you're the ones, and there's others. But know and understand even this day, saith the Lord, that what I've given you, I will hold you responsible to do. The assignments that I've shown you, the dreams that I've revealed to you, and even the prophetic words that have come to you. Understand, I've given you the Holy Spirit. And haven't I promised you that He would teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever He said unto you? Understand, as you rely on the Spirit of God within your life, that the things that He has invested into you, even from years gone past, from days that you've gone through, even the struggles, but that still small voice has spoken to you many, many, many times. The things that have been revealed to you through the Word and the quickening of the Spirit, that He has quickened you at times when some of you even wanted to give up. You wanted to quit. You wanted to go back. But you knew better. Because why? Because you knew that there was nowhere to go back to. But I've drawn you back, saith the Lord. I've drawn you back for such a time as this, for this is your day and this is your hour, where you will shine, and the radiation of my presence will shine and glow upon you. And the anointing that you carry into the season that lies ahead will break yokes and remove burdens and set many, many, many more captives free. Understand, it's the anointing that you carry is what is precious, and hold it as precious, and guard your hearts. Don't allow your hearts to be infected. Don't allow your hearts to be overwhelmed. Don't allow your hearts to be in a place where they're being fed by other things, but by my word and by my presence. And if you understand what my presence wants to do in you, it wants to bring you into a transformation, into a change beyond anything that you've ever seen before. Yes, I started a good work, but I'm not finished yet, saith the Lord. In other words, that which I've begun in you is still in process within you. Understand that the image of who I want you to show will be the image of my Son, saith God. And understand, in that image image, it will declare light, and that light will bring illumination, and what's in darkness will be exposed, and the things that are in the darkness will be even exposed to you, so that you will see clearly, and you will know, and there will not be confusion in the days that lie ahead if you'll stay in my presence, if you'll stay within my grasp, so that I can fuse you with my spirit each and every step of the way. When I illuminate your eyes, when I show you things that need to come to pass, there'll be a responsibility that I will give you, for I will give you grace that'll take you through into the place where I have for you. That grace will be the empowerment of who I am. It'll be my strength in your weakness. It'll be that which you need when it doesn't look like you have another thing to give. But within that, understand the strength of who I am will come upon you, and you will be changed and transformed into another man, into another woman. And in the strength of that, you will understand what I said to you time and time again. Be strong in me. Understand that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in me. And when you know that the weapons that you have, that you understand the tools that I've given you, the tools of the trade to be able to win every race, the tools that I have given you to show forth your strength in the midst of weakness. In other words, that sword that you have, it needs to be sharpened each and every day. And when you yield that sword, when you speak my word, understand my word will go forth with power and demonstration. And the demonstrations of that which I want to show you today will understand the voice that I've given you to declare and decree a thing so it shall come to pass. There's things that need to be spoken from the hearts of my children in this day and this hour. The things that I've birthed within you, the things that I've caused you to see and come into contact with. Understand that the revelation that is needed to be able to speak them in the season in which I want them released is what will give them the power and the ability to manifest in the earth beneath. Understand that you are not a natural human being. You are a new creation in me. Understand that the old is totally passed away, and behold, the new come. This is a new day with a new hour, with a new radiation of my glory and my presence upon you. This things that I'm going to bring you into will hold and will carry weight and responsibility upon the house of God. And it is up to you as a church that I'm well pleased with, a church that I've seen and I've experienced and I've watched you. I've watched you be faithful in the little things, and that I'm going to add much, much more to you. There will be people coming in that won't look like much, but you'll see the transformation come. You'll see the transformation and the change come because of the anointing you carry as a group. Understand that the unity in this house will bring my presence to a higher degree. As you unite your hearts in greater unity as the steps, as you go forward, understand that there in that place, according to my word, there I will bring life and life evermore. There will be a place of my power and my demonstration like you've never seen before. But with great expectation in your hearts together as one, as you're unified together within me, know that this is the day and this is the hour where I will have you shine, and you will carry the weight of my responsibility. But you will also know and understand the grace that I've given to you to be able to run the race, to be able to finish the course that I've set before you. Know that I will refresh you day after day after day as you hang with me. As you worship me, as you adore me, as you allow that which I've already placed within you to be understanding that you're a worshiper, you're a praiser, you're one that is not afraid to spend time in my presence. And because of that, I will refresh you in that presence. For haven't I told you that in my presence is joy forevermore and pleasures forevermore? Haven't I told you that the joy that I've given you will be the strength for you to endure? Haven't I showed you the things and the deep things of my word, the secret things that you have all absolutely come into in levels? There will be a greater levels that lie ahead, greater things in store for each and every one who will pursue me with all their heart, all their soul, and all their might. And as they walk with me, I will unfold secrets and mysteries that need to be unveiled and need to come to pass in the days that lie ahead. These are critical days, and you all are aware of that. These are days where the enemy is roaring like a lion. He's coming to seek and devour whoever he can. But know and understand, the anointing you carry can stop him in his tracks. The name that you bear prayer is the name that will be above every name. And when I've given you authority to take authority over him, know that that authority will stand. Know that when you stand in my holiness, when you stand filled with my presence, that the name, when you declare it, when you decree it, will stop the enemy in his tracks. Will take confusion and put it on him instead of on you. In other words, what the weapons that he has fashioned against you in the past will no longer be able to stand. There'll be a turnaround. What he meant for harm will cause, understanding things will start coming to your good. For I am for you, I'm not against you. I've been with you, I've never left you. And I will lift you up in the day and the hour that lies ahead. So allow yourselves to be humbled before my presence, to understand that this is a due season, a due time for this house. This is a due time to rise and shine like a noonday sun. This is a due time for my glory to be seen upon you. I want you to see that. I want you to see yourselves as I see you, as shining lights in the midst of darkness. As the darkness creeps in, as it becomes stronger and stronger throughout the earth, know that it's up to my church to rise and shine like the noonday sun. Know that it's up to each and every one of my children to take their position, to stand in their place, and to walk in their grace. As they do that, they will see and they will know that doors will be open before them that no man can close. They will see that doors that have been closed will be opened up for them in the due seasons that lie ahead. For there's many that need to know and understand the gospel and the power of the gospel that will be coming from this house. And understand that there are many that will come here that will need to be raised up underneath the hand of the ministry that's in this house. Understand that those that have never been fed before, those that have never heard before, those that don't know the spirit of wisdom and revelation, those that don't know that it is my word that will withstand in the days that lie ahead, those are the ones who will be hungry. And they will come. They will come. So embrace them and teach them, instruct them, baby them, per se. I want you to understand, I've given you a mantle as a father. I've given you a mantle as a father as a house. And understand that there's a responsibility that comes on a father. There's a responsibility, but there's also a grace that comes upon them. And in that anointing of the fatherhood, many will be raised up if you'll let them. But many will come. Many will come. And they will not have the intentions that you have. And you will be able to discern that. You'll be able to see that. So that don't waste your time. But the ones that are hungry, as they come in, pour out. Pour out what you've received in the past. Pour out the step by step, the revelation by revelation. Pour out the degrees of wisdom. Pour out your hearts unto them. For there'll be an acceleration that'll come upon them in the days that lie ahead. And you will see growth come. You will see speed come. You will see what used to take time and time and day and week and year. And you will see some developed underneath your hand. And you will see them rise up and take their place and run their race. But some won't stay, so don't be discouraged. Some won't stay, for I've given you a mantle to be able to release them and to send them out into their positions of authority, into their positions of grace. But know and understand that it has to be a house of prayer. It has to be a house of worship. It has to be a house of praise like it has been in the past. But there will be a higher level, a higher level, a higher level, a higher level, a higher level. As you pursue me, I will require more. But your hearts will be drawn in. It will be drawn into a depth in me like you've never come before. But understand, within that depth, I will be able to pour out more and more and more of who I am upon you, saith the Spirit of grace. I'll just ask you to step back in your memory process and just start praising him for what he's done for you day after day, week after week, year after year. Just start giving him thanks. The Holy Spirit's going to quicken you. He's going to make things become clear. You're going to start remembering even things that you thought you forgot, victories that he's brought you through, times that he's touched you and healed you and brought you up. Times when you wanted to quit, when you wanted to lay down and say, I've had enough. And his spirit has been poured out upon you and he's refreshed you and picked you up. Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging for bread. They that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Young lions do lack, and they suffer hunger, but no, not those that seek Him. You've been seekers. And He feeds hungry people. He feeds hungry people. Truth has set you free time and time again. Times when confusion had hit you. Times when you've been overwhelmed. Times when even depression and oppression tried to haunt you and hold you down and even smother you at times. You've allowed me entrance, saith God. You've opened up your hearts and you've embraced what I've said, what I've proclaimed, what I've revealed and shown you by my Spirit. It was the entrance of that truth that brought you into light and into victory. It's when you took me at my word and you stood strong and you didn't quit. When you've done all that you knew to do in the natural, you stood. And because you stood, you've been proven faithful to me, saith God. And I released that which was in my hand upon you. And you come into a place of victory time and time and time again. Church, I want you to just start thanking Him for the things that He's brought you through. Start praising Him. He saved you. He's poured out His blood. He's not held your sin against you. He doesn't even remember it. You've been forgiven. You've been blessed. You've been sanctified. You've been washed. You've been filled time and time and time and time again by His Spirit. He's given you wisdom when you didn't know what to do and you wanted to speak unwisely with your mouth, but you knew better. So you embraced truth and you said, God, I'm going to ask you and you've got to give it to me. And He released it. And all of a sudden, the question you had was answered. The problem that you were facing was no longer a problem at all. The things that the enemy tried to magnify and make them bigger than what they were, all of a sudden mountains started coming down. The strategies of hell couldn't withstand. They couldn't withstand that person, that man, that woman in this house that stood the test of time, that stood when others would fail, others would quit, others would lay down, but you stood. And when you've done all to do, you remain standing. And because you remain standing, I've revealed my heart, my nature, and my power to you, saith God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we worship you. We thank you for our salvation today. Lord, we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we say so. And we're not ashamed to say so tonight. You've redeemed us out of the hands of our enemy. You've sent your word and healed us time and time again. You've delivered us from even the destructions that the enemy tries to cause, or even our flesh got flustered and we slipped, we fell. But you've picked us up time and time again. You brought us through. You've given us victory, and we praise you tonight. We praise you tonight, Jesus. We worship you with all our heart, all our soul, and all our might. We're a grateful people, and we always will be, and we want you to know we adore you because we're in love with you. As they continue to worship in the background, I just want to speak some scriptures to you. I believe that Holy Spirit wants to enforce these, to impress these upon you. I know it's nothing you haven't heard in the past, But I believe he wants to bring it back to your attention so that your expectation will rise up for this next season. Isaiah 60. I'll just read it to you. Verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon each and every one here. For behold, the darkness is covering the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon this house, and he already is. And his glory shall be seen upon each and every one as they yield to him. The Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. See by the Spirit in the days that lie ahead. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy son shall come from afar, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. You're going to see backsliders come back home. Things that many, many thought were lost, you're going to see return. You're going to see recovery of things that even have been stolen from many here. Then shall thou see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear. But it just won't stop there. It's going to be enlarged. The capacity of the intake of this house, of the revelation that is needed, of the wisdom that is needed, of the grace that is needed, of the influence and favor that will be needed, will be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. King James says, the forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee. But if you'll search out that matter, you'll find it means the wealth. Say the wealth.
Yeah.
Go with me to Psalm 35. Psalms 35. When I was waiting on the Lord before I showed up here, he just started giving me some scripture. I thought, all right, God, that's not a message, but that's okay. I have nothing to prove. Amen. Verse 27 of Psalm 35. Let them shout for joy and be glad, that favor my righteous cause. God said, that's you. That's your pastor and his wife. That's the leadership here. And if you're here tonight, I believe that's you as well. Let them shout for joy. And be glad. You know, he sets in the heavens and laughs. We might as well just sit here and laugh right along with him. Amen? That favor my righteous cause. Let them say once in a while when they feel like it, I got the wrong version here, don't I, huh? It says, let them say continually. Your assignment is never to shut up. Can you say amen? Let the Lord be magnified through this house, through your life, through the life of this body. Let the Lord be magnified, which... Oh, this ought to tickle you, make you laugh and shout for joy all over again. Which hath pleasure, say pleasure, in the prosperity of his servants. Woo! God's not ashamed to prosper you. He's not holding any good thing back from any one of us. He's given us the power to get wealth, to establish something in the earth. It is his perfect will that you prosper, you walk in health as your souls prosper. When you seek first the kingdom of God and his way, understand there will be no lack. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want, but we must allow him to be our shepherd. Which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, and my tongue, say my tongue, shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise just on Sundays. I'm telling you, he inhabits the praises of his people. And it's more than just a worship service. They shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Now I want you to go. Let's camp out here. Let's go to Galatians 6. Galatians chapter 6. You okay tonight? Yeah. It's certainly a privilege and an honor to be with you. I'm so, so grateful to worship with you tonight, to celebrate with you tonight. I like hanging out with God's kids. Amen. There's just something about it. Amen. Galatians chapter 6. I know you guys probably never heard these scriptures before. Verse 7. Be not deceived, church. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. As we have therefore opportunity. God told me to prepare you for many opportunities are coming your way. Do you know he gives seed to the sower so he can give bread to the eater? You know that he can make all grace abound towards us so that we have all sufficiency of all things and abound unto every good work? Do you know that he does not want us to give grudgingly or necessity at any time? He wants us to be happy, glad, merry, joyful about it. Can you shout amen? It's the connection of our heart to him that releases his hand to bless you far abundantly more than you could ask or think. Understand, when we hold things back, when we're ever stingy, I know none of you have ever been that way, but I guarantee you, when people hold things back, it stops the hand and the flow of what God wants to bring to them. You and I all know that God's not trying to take something from any one of us. He's trying to get things to us. We understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and it's your time to be given away. Boy, that's good preaching right there. Amen. That'll eliminate all the selfishness in every one of our lives. There was a reason Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. There was a reason he said, it's not me that lives any longer, but it's Christ that lives in me, and I live now by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. Amen. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto who? Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Let us not be weary, verse 9, in well-doing. You and I, we all have opportunity to get weary. We all have opportunity to get disgusted. We all have opportunity to say, you know what, I'm done. Well, that's not what the Bible tells us to do. Let us not be weary in well-doing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Well, God's with you, and he ain't leaving. And he's greater in the inside of you. And it's Christ in you is the hope of glory, the manifestations of who he is through your life. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The Lord told me to encourage you to understand something. With expectation, this is your due season. This is your due season. Go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40 for 40 years. How's that? Is that okay? I'm really not a numbers guy, but that's what the Lord give me. Okay? I'm just going to give you what he give me. That's all I can do. I'm just a mailman, a delivery boy. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 40. Bill and Donna, I know this is for you too. I know it is. I know you know this. You probably have it memorized. You can probably quote it and preach it, and you probably have multiple times. But I want you to see it with new light, because this is a new day. This is a new day for you too. This is a new day. Verse 28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching for his understanding. He gives power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But not your pastor and his wife, and not you either. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Who? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The key is there's seasons in each one of our lives when we must separate ourselves to presence. And what I mean by that, when he's drawing you in, go. Don't hesitate. Go. And what I mean by that, it might be an hour, it might be 2 hours, it might be a day, it might be a week. I'm not here to tell you how long it'll be. It might be minutes. It might be at a lunch break. It might be at excusing yourself from a dinner table and just stepping into another room. But there's a still small voice that wants to speak to you, and a word in season will birth something within you in that day and that hour. Because faith always comes when the entrance of his word is manifested in your life. Light and illumination comes and darkness goes. And all of a sudden you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt because you've entered into faith. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. God told me, he says, son, he says, tell them that my strength is readily available for you. My strength is readily available for you. For the race that lies ahead, so that you can hit the mark of the call that is on this house, the high call of God, to hit that mark, to run that race without allowing weariness to stop you, without fainting in the process. As you take the time to wait, his strength, his grace will find its place in your life and be sufficient for you to run the race without quitting before it's done. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. You okay? You all right? 2 Peter chapter 1. These, you've probably never seen these scriptures before, but I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to preach them to you a little bit here, all right? It's hard to stand in the pulpit of a teacher to the degree that your pastor is. Because I'm like, you know what? Give me grace, God. Give me grace. Because I know if I twist something out of context, he'll put it back there. All right? That's why that we need each other. Amen. I want the entrance of his word to burst something in you tonight that maybe wasn't there before. The revelation, the wisdom, and the understanding will come because the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him is available to you. As you sit in his presence, he will bring the truth into reality and into practicality for you to walk in it. A lot of people never walk in the practical side of the word because they don't spend enough time in his presence to get the understanding that they need how to practically walk out the word. But I know that's not you. Say amen. Yeah. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Do you know it's been multiplied unto this house time and time and time and time and time again? Because the depth of the knowledge that's come into the hearts of those that have hung in there, that have received, that have been fed, that have been nourished by the ministry gift that's here, by the office in which he stands, that knowledge has increased in your lives. God's people perish for lack thereof, but that's not you. Can you say amen? According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the what? Knowledge of him that has called you to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. Many of you are sitting on a promise even right now this evening. It's like a hen would sit on an egg. It's like an eagle that would sit on its nest and wait for the manifestation of the development of the chicks or of the baby eagles. Understand that the incubator of your heart, that the word that has planted the seed, that the soil of your heart will produce. So don't be discouraged if you haven't seen the manifestation of what needs to be birthed, because it'll come in the due season of which it needs to come. So don't be weary. Understand, this is your due season. Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you can be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. I encourage you. This is an individual task. God wants me to tell you, you need to add some things. It comes by faith. There's grace. The Holy Spirit will teach, he'll guide, and he'll reveal to every one of us. But we've got to be hungry, and we've got to want it. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity or love. For if these things be in you, but not just enough to barely get by. I want you to see that. That's why we've got to remain hungry. We've got to remain thirsty. We've got to be people that will draw. We've got to have more. We've got to have more. We've got to have more. We've got to go deeper. We've got to go higher. We've got to go broader. We've got to allow him to bring the expansion in every one of us individually, as well as this house corporately. Because the divine purpose is here. It says, for if these things be in you, say they're in me. Well, God's will is that they abound in every one of us. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind. This is not a day and an hour to be blind, to be deceived, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And verse 10 is the one that I've led up to till now, and that's where I'll close. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, what's it say? Never. 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 If you don't do those things, there's a warning. Correct? I know you're going to do them. Say, I am a doer, not just a hearer. I won't be deceived. You won't deceive me. The devil won't deceive me. And I will not deceive me, because I'll be a doer of that which has come to me in truth. The spirit of wisdom, revelation of the knowledge of him has come into my life to a greater depth, a greater degree, because I embrace it, because the great Holy Spirit is my teacher, my guide, and my revelator. He brings things to me, secret things, mystical things. He opens my mind and my understanding. I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. I have a heart to receive. And I will be obedient and willing. Therefore, I qualify to eat the good of the land. I'm blessed coming in, going out, in the city, in the field. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I live and abide underneath His shadow. I live in His presence. For it's in Him that I live, I move, and have my total being. Christ in me, He's the hope of glory. Christ in me is greater. He's greater than any obstacle, any devil, any strategy that the enemy would try to do. I am victorious, and I always overcome. Thanks be unto God, who always causes me to triumph. The faith that I have and the faith that I operate in is the victory that overcomes the world. I will stand strong in Him. I will stand equipped in Him, fully covered. The whole armor of God covers me. The blood of Jesus covers me, and I will maintain and walk worthy of the Lord by staying full of His Spirit. I speak to myself in psalm, in hymn, in spiritual song. I make melody in my heart unto the Lord. I've been awakened, I've been quickened for such a time as this. I am a part of the great body of Christ. We are the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. We are a force to be reckoned with. Therefore, our assignment is to populate heaven and to plunder hell. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, neither of the name. I'm a bearer of the name. I'm covered by the blood, and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I will do the works that He's done, and greater ones shall be accomplished through us. Amen.
There's a word that the Lord wants to release, and I don't believe it's going to come out tonight. I just need to stop. Guys, go for it, Pastor.
I want to take a couple minutes and share something. As Bob was prophesying earlier part, and then even some from the word you were just sharing, brought back to me a vision that I had. It was a 1992. It was an open vision, and I saw myself, or I saw in the vision, I was sitting before we were going to start a worship service, and that's when we were meeting down on Philadelphia Street and renting that old school building. And it was time for the service to start, and I looked up, and there was no one there to lead worship or anything. And I thought, well, you know, it's time to start. If you know me, I'm very punctual. It's time to start, we start. But where are they? And I stood up, you know, and I began to look for those who should have been leading worship. And I turned around, and it's like only a third of the people were there. And I began to walk back, and I was sort of like still looking. And I looked into people's eyes that I didn't even know who they were. And I saw desperate hunger. One to the other. I got to the back of that room and I turned to the side and the Lord said, stop looking for those other people. Should be here. And I turned to the front and that room became this room. This wasn't even built yet. That room became this room. And I looked to the front and there was people rejoicing in the Lord. The service didn't start yet, but they came in praising and carrying a presence of God and loving Jesus. And the Lord spoke to me that feed the hungry. Don't worry about who's there or not there. You just feed the hungry. That was the word to me. But then he said, this house will be filled with people that are either desperately hungry to know the truth, or they already know and are free and full and thankful and want to just come and worship him. And that was 10 years before various people ceased to be here. And 2 years before that, there was another vision where I saw many specific people. Some who wouldn't be here and some who wouldn't. It all worked just what I saw happen. And God showed me years ahead. And sometimes you think he'll show you something because you can change it. And sometimes it's to prepare your heart. And when we went through those things, those visions helped keep me steady in that. Because I already had a word what to do and I knew what was up ahead. And many times, things in the realm of visions, we think like tomorrow. And it could be 10, 20, even 40 years. Okay? And sometimes God gives you a word that's for your lifetime. And it helps keep you focused, moving on course. Because it's very easy, as he said earlier, to get distracted. But when you were prophesying, Bob, you were speaking. The Spirit of God was speaking about the hungry. And that's been there to feed the hungry. And I've tried to be very purposeful. I don't worry about who's not here. You feed who is. But what came in my spirit when you were speaking that, our hours come. And when we went from that room to this room, I looked to the front, this whole place filled up with people. Now, you know I'm not about numbers and all that, but that will be in this particular place. And many times there's times and season for things. And it will be. And in my spirit, what I caught there, Bob, was that you need to expect to begin to see that latter part of that come to pass. I'm saying this for y'all benefit. I'm just telling him that that's the quickening that was in my spirit. And sometimes when you have to wait, you can easily let go of the release of faith, especially in our society. I'm hungry, throw me a hamburger. I mean, that's how it is. You know, we're used to instant, you know. And in God, it's not like that. There could be many, many years. And you'll have to continue to stand and do what you know he's called you to do. You can't do any more and you shouldn't do any less. And I feel we've endeavored, we've gone on to do what we know to do. And God will bring things to pass that he's revealed. Fully convinced about that, and it's the time. It's times and seasons. So if you invite someone to come, expect them to say yeah. Don't expect them to say no. Expect them to say yeah. And expect them to come in the presence of God. Just hit them alongside of the head just during worship. Expect things like that. Sometimes the body of Christ, you might not see certain things as much because you lose the expectation on the Holy Ghost and the demand we would put by faith. So anyway, that was quickened in my spirit. And we're coming into a new hour. Amen. Yes, God's had me through the years at times. I'm going to have to stand for years for certain things. And I wondered at times, like, why did that healing from my liver take 14 years? Where I heard over and over, you're a walking dead man, boy. He threw me in. So I said, what do you do for you? And yeah, I wondered that at times, because I've received instant healings numerous times. And what I felt in my spirits, you know, there is a testimony that people of God need to hear of what it is to stand, having done all to stand, stand some more, stand, stand in the face of words of death. You still stand on what you know. And with visionary things, you can't quit on it. You have to stand, stand, having done all to stand, stand, and know that you're abiding in Him and doing what He called you to do, like what was being spoken there. So I just want to give that exhortation. I'm excited. And I'm not a real excitable kind of guy, am I, Donna? Praise the Lord. So I was blessed. Praise the Lord. And I trust you all were as well. If everyone was, you know, to share, I'm sure you could all speak of how the Holy Spirit was speaking to you tonight. Amen.